This week, we look at Constable Charanjit Maharu and impressive police work that leads to his solving of a case in record speed. Welcome to Hilarious Headlines.
Breaking news.
Yeah, I'm in shock.
Oh, whoa, hey now. Welcome, everybody, to episode 15 of Hilarious Headlines. My name's Luke Beasley.
And I'm Jaden Williams.
And dun-da-da-da.
It's podcast time, brought to you by Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Yes.
More claps.
I don't know. I remember the first time you did that, and I was like, why are you clapping? It's because at our own podcast. And
now I'm the audience.
Now it just feels right, you know? If you didn't clap, I would feel unsettled.
Exactly.
Okay, it is another beautiful week in Hilarious Headlines world. So, I kind of like to just jump into it now, get into the story a little quicker. So we kind of categorize our stories into three different categories.
Yes, categories.
I don't know why that word's tripping me. So it's kind of either funny, kind of creepy, or cringy. And obviously, there's a funny line in all of those, but like swallowing a condom, that's funny, but also kind of cringy. So this one I would say is just funny. It's a very different like type of story than the ones we've had before, and it'll kind of just make you like happy. So
yay.
Yes. As you heard in the intro, Constable Charanjit Maharu.
Not a chance you pronounce that on your first try for the intro.
No. But, well, okay, I looked it up, obviously, how to pronounce it, because I don't ever look up names if they're just, like, irrelevant, but this is the center of our story,
Yeah. This
Charanjit, so I looked it up, and that's how you pronounce it. I might even be pronouncing it wrong, even though I looked it up.
Do we need to come up with a nickname, or?
No, it's good. His last name's Maharu, which I feel like is, Maharu. I say right, so we'll just kind of refer to him as that. So, he's kind of the hero of this whole story, and he solves a crime, like, super quickly, in a funny way that makes the criminal look very stupid. So it is going to be wonderful. And it's funny because this week I was literally researching like right before we recorded. Usually I kind of just do it at some point earlier in the week, but now it's like fresh on my mind. So, you know,
sweet.
So I just read about it. So, really quickly before we get into it though, if you listen to the show and you like it, go on Apple Podcasts and rate and review. You really don't have to write anything crazy or like emotional or something. Some of y'all do write very nice things, and that's greatly appreciated. But all Apple really cares about is the amount you have. So if you just write like, I listened to this, period, or good.
Or you can write out your life story, you know, and your background, where you came from, why you are the way that you are.
Absolutely.
We will read it in depth.
Yes. So we have awesome merch you can buy at hilariousheadlinespodcast.com. Yeah, Jaden just tapped the box next
our
to us.
Our inventory.
Which, yeah, they got delivered. So a few people kind of, we had a bulk delivery. We talked about this, but so those all went directly to your houses, and a few people ordered late. So those all came to my house, and we'll get those mailed out today.
Boom.
And follow us on Hilarious Headlines Podcast. That's Instagram, Twitter, and then also on Instagram, Luke Beasley Music and Jaden Williams with two S's. Disclaimer, all the stories we talk about are true factual stories, and I will do my best to get the most accurate information because it's funny to know what actual people do that are that is crazy, not made up things. But who knows, something unfactual could end up in an article that I pull from. So it happens, but we do our best not to do that. And then also Jaden and I, like we say, speculate on some things that we have no business speculating on, but we will do it.
So let us speak our minds.
Let us speak our minds. But if I say it like, did you hear that blah, blah, blah? Or if I say like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that blah, blah, blah. Many times that's just, I'm just pulling out of my buttocks. So I may not actually have any.
You got to sound smart. You got to sound confident sometimes. And then the people who also don't know will think you're just really smart.
Yeah. And that's why like you'll hear me when I tell stories, I tell these stories, I put a bunch of quotes. I say, like, quote this, quote. Just because those parts I want you to know are coming like directly from the source. But then when I just say, I think that, what was it that very early? Like, I think Missouri is
I think Missouri is very pretty
state. Yeah. Yeah. And somebody was like, no. Somebody. Okay. Let's jump into it. So we are back in Canada.
Yay. Canada's the one place I really want to go that I've never gone that I feel like everyone's gone to.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've like, I may have crossed the border for fun, but I don't think I ever like spent time there, you know?
Took a trip up there, crossed the border, come back.
Well, I think I was in like Niagara Falls or something, okay. Which is on the border. Which, by the way, Niagara Falls is so cool.
Yeah, I bet. I've never been. Got to go up north.
Yeah. So, do you remember what episode our last Canada episode was?
Seven.
We've had one other. No, it was five.
Dang it.
It's interesting that you guessed seven because like that's actually a lot closer. For some reason, it felt really fresh in my mind, and I was like, is that like 11 or 10? But it was five, which that was way back when, 10 weeks ago. That's crazy.
10 weeks? Jeez.
Yeah, because this is episode 15.
I feel like we've just been rolling these out.
Yeah, I don't. Just kidding. I was going through trying to find which episode it was, and I was looking at all my different docs of all the different like plannings of the episodes, and I was like, holy
hey,
goodness.
One of these
like,
days I'll do the research and y'all won't see
no,
it
no,
coming.
I enjoy. I was just saying, like, it's weird to see, like, each one of these things are like 20 pages of stuff. And so it's just weird, like, but then that time passes and I don't even remember that it even happened,
you know?
It's
crazy.
And I'm just moving on. So, okay. And that was, do you remember, you probably don't remember what the episode, that like, what the story was?
Episode it's one five. Of
the ones on the wall.
Let you me can, cheat really quick.
Cheat. It was the underwear eater.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
If you haven't listened to episode five, do so, because that one is funny. So that one was in Stettler, Alberta, Canada, and this one's in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. So as we talked about 10 weeks ago, Canada has provinces, you know, which is like a state, but just different.
Yeah.
So they're actually in the same province. They're both in Alberta, Canada.
Oh, cool. Is Canada the new Florida? That's the question. Up in the air.
No.
No, only two stories.
So, anyways, we are going to Calgary, which has a population of 1.3 million. So it's a...
That's solid.
Calgary is a big city.
Yeah.
And fun facts about Calgary. The Calgary Stampede features the largest rodeo in the world.
Hmm. Huh. Cool. Rodeo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is interesting. You'd think that would be in like Texas or something.
Yeah.
Calgary was named the fourth most livable city in the world.
How do you define livable city?
Yeah, that's I don't know. They have healthcare there.
Really?
So yeah, that helps you live.
I feel like everywhere does, except for the United States. I'm speculating. Ooh. See,
speculating. You're speculating, but it of the major countries. We won't get into that.
Let's not get into
yeah, that's a touchy topic. The coldest temperature ever recorded in Calgary was -45 degrees Celsius. -45 degrees Celsius. What is that in Fahrenheit?
I'll ask Siri.
No, don't ask her. Okay. Very cold. According to this next one, according to Clearwater, Calgary is the cleanest city in the world.
Wow, that probably makes it more livable.
Yeah, I would say so. That's actually impressive. How did they measure that? You just walk around, there's no like cigarettes on the ground.
Yeah, a lot of cleaning, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Speculating some more.
And fifth, there are more volunteers per capita in Calgary than any other Canadian
what
city.
What the heck does that mean?
I don't know how they get these numbers. And who sets out, like, I'm going to see which city has the most volunteers
this
per capita.
This is like NFL stats. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like most, this is like the most first downs thrown in like a game in this stadium when they were wearing this color jersey.
Yeah, yes.
You know, it's
yes,
like the weirdest stuff. And you're like, this doesn't make any sense.
Oh
like,
my gosh, that's so true. Oh, I was going to re-say what you just said, but I feel like they try to make every game and every player like seem big so that the people watching are like, oh, this has
exactly,
a weight to
yeah.
it. But you hear some of the stats and it's like,
this makes zero sense.
The most tackles while playing for a team that has a running back that has done this many
touchdowns.
Yeah, it's
just like, it doesn't make any sense
like,
at
what?
All.
Okay, so this story is going to be structured differently because it's kind of the story of a man.
Oh,
okay?
A man.
So, and then his life will lead up to the funny moment, but you kind of got to know him to see whether.
Connect with him on that true level.
For sure. So let me introduce you to the main character, as I did before, Charanjit Maharu. Lives.
We're going to need a nickname. I'm not, like, that's not processing.
Just say Maharu.
I'll call him M-Man.
No, that's weird.
What's his first name?
Charanjit.
I'll call him C-Man.
That's weird, too. call him Ron, because Charon.
I get so much flack. Sometimes, you know, I have some friends whose names start with C, and I'm like, what's up, C-man? Because I'll say, like, S-man, you know, J-man, right? It just comes to the head quick. And they're like, did you just call me C-man? And I'm like, no. And then Josiah, especially, he always thinks I'm joking.
Why do you call him C-man? What?
Wait, now that's a good question. No, he gets on to me for calling other people C-man.
I was like, C, where is C in Josiah?
Josiah with a C?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, get this.
Oh, before you say that.
Okay.
Get this.
Okay.
Because this is more related to semen.
yeah, someone's like listening in the car with their parents. They turn off the radio.
No. another shout out to my brothers. Connor, this is not as weird as you think it's going to be. at the Naval Academy.
Oh, okay.
They have like a class called seamanship.
Uh-huh.
And then they also like talk a lot about like how can you be the best seaman?
Yeah.
Seaman, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when I went up to the Naval Academy to bring Connor his first like year, every time I heard anybody say that, I laughed and then nobody laughed with me. And he would be like, yeah, so I'll be in seamanship. And I'm like, huh. And then he's like, really? How old are you? And I'm like, how boring are you? That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, we're all the best seamen. You know, we won the race and we're all born now.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow. If you don't feel
we
important,
go deep on this podcast.
If you don't feel important today, you can just know that you were the fastest seaman.
Yeah. That's all you need to know. Yes. Anyways, going back to Josiah.
Okay.
We were at Disney recently, right? Mm-hmm. We all took a trip up to Orlando, and we were with some of our close buds getting food. And
yes, I was there.
You know, you have to say your name if you want to get your chicken tenders. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to say like, oh, my name's Jade. My name's Josiah.
Yeah.
And somehow, I think it was our friend Ben. He messed up. Ben gave his name. Josiah gave his name, right? And when they were announcing like, oh, Josiah's food's ready, they pronounced Josiah correctly, right? And that's normal, right? Yeah. That's normal. Mm-hmm. But then they pronounced Ben wrong.
What?
Yeah. And I don't know how that happened.
How do you spell it? How'd they pronounce it?
I don't remember, but I just remember being baffled because Ben, or I feel like Josiah's name gets messed up more than Ben would. This is really random, but like it just came to my head.
How do you see Ben? Maybe they wrote it wrong, like Ben.
Maybe.
That's weird.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. So, Charon Jeet Maharu. Seaman. He lives in Calgary. He is 37 years old. He's currently a constable, which is like a police officer, you know? It's like a sheriff.
Okay. The Canadian police?
No, we have constables here too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that.
and this man is literally like a genius. He speaks 7 languages.
Oh.
Yeah. French, English, Punjabi, Hindi, Urdu, Arabic, and Gujarati.
Yeah, I've dabbled in Punjabi.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
No, I have. I've dabbled a little bit in all those.
Yeah. Quote, the full-time police officer and family man says he would like to learn more, starting with Chinese dialects, but he doesn't have time. I'm too busy with the language I already know. He says. So this man who already knows all those, also like a hobby of his would be to learn Chinese, which
wow.
I would just be so sick of words that I would just not do that.
I mean, I couldn't make it through Chinese. I quit after sophomore year. I didn't quit. I was laid off.
What?
No, that doesn't make any sense. Okay. I'm trying to use.
I resigned.
Yeah, I resigned.
Yeah. So I attempted Spanish and I did 2 years, or I guess I did 3, but I did 2 credits.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
And I was out.
I mean, yeah, it was just a tough class. I was started falling behind, and then, you know, it's a ton of characters, and she gives you a worksheet, and it looks like a ton of lines.
Yeah.
And you just start falling behind, and then you're like, shoot, what am I reading?
Well, that's what, like, when we went to China, I was so baffled to use the word you used. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Because I feel like languages, right, it makes sense. Okay, so like this word in English means this, but then just you write it differently with the same letters-ish, and it means something different in that language. That makes sense. You can kind of do that in your head.
Yeah, you can connect that.
But then we would go around, and I'd be like, what do like the Chinese people who just read fluently see when they look up and see that like sign for a restaurant or something?
I know, it's crazy.
Do they see? It's weird. Is it literally like if I look? I don't know. I can't. It's just weird. So, not weird, cool, but like Interesting. And then I think I've told you this story, but like our tour guide there was trying to explain some words to us and I kept getting them wrong. And so she was like, well, there's, is it four or five A vowels?
Yeah, there's like, there's, and she's just, there's a ton of like the same thing.
Yeah, and she was like, different one. There's ah, 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 ah. And
I was like, yeah, what? I know. There's like different tones. So like, then you have the same exact looking thing, but it means something completely different.
That's crazy.
It was weird.
So, anyways.
Also, the issue is that I was in a class with a ton of like fluent like freshmen, and I'm a junior, right?
Yeah.
So I was in a class with a ton of people who were in Chinese because they were fluent in it, right? So the teacher kind of expected us to, you know, just like know all this stuff because literally every single person except for like me and this one other like super white kid, like we were just sitting there like so confused.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought Spanish was hard. thing on this.
Yeah.
So in my Spanish class in like year two, she was like, so who's moving on to Spanish 3 AP? And people rose their hand. Who's moving on to Spanish 3 regular? People raised their hand. And then I was like, I didn't do either, obviously. And she was like, Luke, you didn't raise your hand. Which one are you doing? And I was like, I'm not doing either. And she was like, yeah, probably a good choice. And I was like, oh, cool.
I mean, you love those teachers, though.
Yeah, yeah. So now his smartness probably is genetic, okay? Because his father earned 5 master's degrees.
Oh.
Including one from Oxford University, and he also speaks several languages.
Runs in the family, then.
Yeah.
Family of overachievers.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just keep kind of running you through the life story of this guy. He was born in India. His mother's tongue was Punjabi.
What?
That was his mom's language.
His mom spoke, okay. Yeah.
And then he also learned Hindi, which was his country's national language. And then he began learning English when his father read him Shakespeare, and he could write in 3 languages by age 15.
Oh, that's impressive. I don't even know Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any
English,
sense.
Yeah. he added Urdu to his list so he could understand East Indian movies filmed in the language. So he literally learned a language just so he could watch specific movies.
Speaking of which, did you know that someone learned an entire language just by watching Friends in a certain language?
Really?
Yeah, like they said like the first 2 seasons made no sense, but then they started catching on slowly and they learned that entire language.
Like, had they already watched Friends a bunch? Because like I could, if I listened to The Office in Spanish, I could probably translate since I've watched it in English.
No, okay, I'm pretty sure she hadn't seen any of it. Right, and she literally said the first like 2 seasons she could not follow whatsoever, and then eventually it started clicking.
That would suck just watching it.
But she was also like one of those people who learned like 12 languages, and one of those nerds. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure like once you learn some languages, it makes it easier to learn more. Like opens the gate. Okay, so blah blah blah. He goes to university. He goes to a university to pursue his master's degree in commerce and administration, where he learned Gujarati so he could converse with fellow students.
Wow.
Okay, so then he moved to Canada in 1995, where he began to learn French and struggled for 9 months to get a job of any sort. Turned down by, quote, about 600 potential employers, listen to this, claiming he was overqualified.
What?
Yeah.
Like they're saying, like, you shouldn't restrict yourself to, like, what we're offering.
Exactly.
Here.
So,
or he's really just, like, really weird and they didn't want him.
Look, you're overqualified.
euphemism. We just learned that.
You didn't already know what euphemism was?
No, I did.
Okay. So he was then offered, finally, a one-time 2-hour cleaning job.
What?
So it was kind of like, okay, here, can you just like come one time clean this house?
Oh, I did that.
Or something. You did?
Yeah, I was looking for some odd jobs because I'm low on money, right?
Right.
Just cleaned rocks out of my friend's backyard for 2 hours. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that then led to a 10-year career in the private sector.
What?
Just like business and stuff.
Nice.
But left the man who spent his pocket money as a child helping the less fortunate, yearning for more meaningful work. So
he finally got a good job, but he's not satisfied.
Exactly. Quote, in the private sector, it was all money and who can step over to make money, he says. I want to help people.
Wow. He really, Seaman wants to be the best seaman.
Exactly. So now this man is literally talked so highly about. everybody loves him. I mean, you already love him. Come on.
I love him.
Quote, about 4 years ago, Maharu was in Montreal working a high-paying private sector post when he opted to join Calgary Police.
Mm.
He says his current job offering the ultimate opportunity to help people, or offers the ultimate opportunity to help people, paying dividends money can't buy.
Wow, that's deep. He has a void, and it can only be solved through true crime.
Yeah.
I should be like one of those voiceovers for movies, you know?
Yeah. Today, are at the residence of... I pictured like a narrator, but I couldn't think of something.
Yeah, I couldn't think of any words.
Okay. So he literally left his high-paying job because he enjoyed helping people that much.
Wow, what a guy.
Yeah, amazing. So... Quote, he is also a resource the force can't put a price tag on, with Maharu's translation services in high demand citywide when he's on duty and off. So he said, I don't go by the clock. If somebody needs help, I will help. I enjoy it.
What a guy.
So this kind of has bothered me a little bit. Like, okay, leave some space for the rest of us. Yeah. You're a little too.
He's gung-ho. So passionate about life.
I wake up every day thinking, how can I help somebody? He also said, so far, I haven't said no. Sometimes I hardly reach home and I come back.
What?
So literally, he just works all the time and just like loves it. And they always call him to help with all those police stuff.
All 600 of those employers are punching the air right now. Just like,
I'm punching the air.
I should have had this guy.
Yeah. So even before Maharu was on the streets, word spread about the man of many languages. Officers were asking him to translate witness statements, listen to audio tapes, be a middleman in interviews, and literally become a bona fide Rosetta Stone for colleagues at a call.
Bona fide. That's a funny word.
Yeah, that is a funny one. I forgot, like, nobody knew how to pronounce that in the musical, and it was in, like, the lyrics.
Which
and
part?
We would always be like, bona fide.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what, okay. Yeah, that always was a confusion.
Yeah. Wait, is it bona fide?
Beautiful.
Maybe I was saying bona fide. Maybe it's actually bona fide. Wait. No, it's bona fide.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Because I feel like I've heard bona fide, but not bona fide.
Oh.
Imagine. Wait, okay, let's back up here.
I suck at this.
Imagine.
This should just be like you mispronunciations said, with Luke and Jaden.
Imagine if you said bona fide, and then you went on to talk about how the musical pronounced it wrong when you really were the one pronouncing it wrong.
Oh, God.
I mean, okay. some high school. Like.
Oh, God. Oh, I suck at speaking. Okay, so what was I going to say? So the landlord spoke Urdu, and so this was a kind of his first, like, field operation. So at first, he kind of was just, like, would help with, like they said, witness statements and audio tapes and stuff like that. And then this is the first time he kind of went out and was a huge help. So, quote, the landlord spoke Urdu, and the tenant was speaking Arabic. His partner, Constable Mike Brown, chuckles at the memory. Just one of many calls where Maharu put his unique skills to work. I've seen it all. Sometimes three languages in one call, says Brown, who speaks, I don't know what this means, 11-2 languages himself?
Wow.
Not, it means...
11-2.
He's at English and some French. Quote, upstairs and downstairs are speaking different languages, and he is still relaying it all back to me in English. So there's like arguments going on, and he was like picking up on two different languages and then telling the guy what was going on.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So his partner said he can get to the bottom of a number of problems others can't. So have you watched Hawaii Five-0?
Only at your house.
Oh, yeah. So literally, like, these two guys are the ideal. They would be like a TV show. His partner says, quote, we can understand each other just by looking at each other.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's good for everything.
Yeah, I think this is a little fabricated.
Okay, this seems really, like, picture perfect, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like maybe he solved, like, this crime that you're about to tell us in a really funny way, and then he's like, shoot, this is gonna go big, I gotta revamp my entire story.
Yeah. So, he is the man. So,
or he's really just that good.
Maybe he is. He said, this is my passion, to help people, and without language, you can't communicate.
Wow.
That's not true. Wrong.
I mean, ASL. In a way, it's...
I guess ASL
is a language. Yeah.
Okay, never mind. So,
I mean, oh, but there's babies who will make their own language. And they'll just be like, ooh, ah.
But that they're not communicating. They're not. Wah. I guess they're kind of
communicating. They can understand
they're
each
communicating.
Other.
No, they can't.
The babies, yes. There was, there was a whole thing on this.
Oh, stop it.
About how, like, these two babies created their own language. It's like the cavemen. It's like evolution, okay? These babies were evolving.
Yeah, maybe. That's weird to me, though. Like, just singing to babies, like, wah, and then I'm like, whoa. I'm like, wee, wee.
Meow. No, okay, that's not.
That's a cat.
Can you cut that part out?
So, in only a few years on the job, it's given him a crash course across the whole gamut of policing.
We learned that word in English, too.
What is it?
Gamut. Or, I don't know. I never know how gamut? To pronounce them. I just have to recognize them.
Yeah, that's what's stupid about
but it. But it's like gamut or something. It means a range.
Yeah. I didn't actually want this while I was doing, like, those quizzes, but I think it would be better if they actually made you speak it out loud.
Yeah.
Because you're not ever going to use a vocabulary word speaking if all you had to do was... Oh, that word that starts with GA. That's what
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah. So he's helped with drugs, cases, robbery, sex assaults, homicides, all just through like his translating ability. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
So now it is June 2010, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't publish an exact date, but it's sometime in June. And I know what you're probably... What are you wondering, Jade? What else happened in June 2010? Let's look at our current events. June 3rd, Canadian sportscaster Ron McLean saves a man from drowning in the Delaware River in Philadelphia.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm, I'm not.
I got saved from drowning one time when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I was just minding my own business, walking around this pool, and my uncle's dog kicked me into the pool. And I was like, pretty much what happened is I was like, I hit the bottom, I jump up, get a breath of air, right? And I'd sink to the bottom again because I didn't know how to swim. I was just like a little sprout.
Yeah.
And then it's crazy. This is vivid. My uncle diving into the pool and saving me.
Wow.
Burned into my brain. I'll make a movie about it one day.
Have you always just like loved your uncle?
I like that uncle a lot. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's cool. He works for like Google.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He's a cool uncle.
Dang. That's cool. So June 12th, quote, Toy Story 3, directed by Lee Unkrich, starring Tom Hanks and Tim Allen, premieres at the, Taormina Film Festival in Italy. First animated film to earn $1
billion. Did you say Toy Story?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Toy Story 3, I didn't know that.
I love Toy Story.
$1 billion?
Oh, $1 billion?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy. But they also, I guess animated, you probably spend a lot less than like the real ones.
Yes, but probably more labor pay.
Yeah, that's true.
The designers and stuff.
But like, you remember watching Endgame, Avengers, like how many credits? Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. Because that's both.
Yeah.
That's like real life and
yeah,
a lot of
CGI.
Oh, like a ton of CGI.
Yeah, that movie was so good. And there's that one like Hulk scene that just is lazy.
What? Which one?
Or like Hulk. Oh, wait. Endgame. Is that different? Yeah, no, that was the movie before. That was part one of Endgame, where like the Hulk CGI looks really bad.
I can't remember.
Oh, really? You talked to me about it one time. Oh. I forgot. But June 17th, 64th NBA Championship, Los Angeles Lakers beat Boston Celtics.
Cool.
So there we go. Okay, so it's sometime in June, and somebody calls into Calgary 911 dispatch, okay? She sounds super frantic, and she's saying her house got robbed. She needs the police there right away.
Oh, we hate that. We hate when houses get robbed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you saying like that?
I'm just like, you were supposed to keep on reading, and I was just fitting that in. Like, oh, we hate when houses get robbed.
Oh, okay.
You know, some people are like, wow, those are good guys. They hate when houses get robbed.
Oh, that was like when we were filming the music video this weekend, and Josiah, or last weekend, and Josiah was like I would walk by a dog. And like,
yeah.
Look, Luke likes dogs. Or
what a good guy. Yeah. That is so funny.
What was some of the other ones? It was so random.
I don't know. It was the most random stuff. Yeah. And he was like, look. Luke does this.
Yeah. Okay, so they head over to her house, and of course, one of the officers, because he's always working, is Charanjit Maharu, okay?
Charnjeet
Maru.
That's our main character.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's a part of the officers that go to the girl's house. So they pull up, and the name of this lady was never released, but they say when they get there, she's super hysterical. So
yeah.
Okay. By the way, I for a long time didn't know that hysterical was used like just any like extreme emotion. Like you can be hysterical. Just I thought it was always just like funny, hysterical. You know.
Oh.
Like synonym to hilarious. Cinnamon.
Hysterical headlines.
We did consider that.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't have been able to spell our podcast
on Spotify. No. So I was always confused because I would say like the woman was hysterical. She had gotten robbed.
She's dying laughing.
Like, super creepy. Anyways, but no, she was super upset. So they asked her to go through what happened, and then they take a look around the house. So jewelry, electronics have been stolen. The windows have been smashed.
Oh, that's not fun. We hate smashed windows.
Mm-mm. And then there are footprints from the intruder.
Oh, bad move. Ground.
Yeah, which is so dumb. So the lady made a list for the cops of everything that was missing, and she was just freaking out, right? So then she gets a call from her father from Quebec, and she answers it, okay?
Uh-huh.
So then she switches over to speaking in French.
Oh,
okay, which
no.
That's normal.
Yes.
It's just like her dad, and the dad speaks French. So they start speaking in French. So naturally, all the officers kind of like turn away, you know. Okay, you take that.
But Seaman knows French.
Yeah, okay. So they all go away. Not go away, but they're just kind of like, you know, don't want to listen to her conversation.
Dilly-dallying.
Yeah. But then, for some reason, Maharu is over there just, like, writing a bunch of stuff down. So, he's taking a bunch of notes, right?
Yeah.
Weird. So, then, by the end, this is him speaking, I had about 10 pages of notes.
Interesting.
And I said, merci beaucoup. Some French words.
I like how you have to do the French hand with that.
Yeah. And I can imagine, when he said this, her face went white. And her stomach dropped.
Oh, no.
Because what was she saying, Jane, on the phone call?
What was she saying?
Quote, she was telling him she and her boyfriend made up the story to make an insurance claim.
Insurance fraud! I knew it.
Really?
I knew it.
Really?
I knew it. Yeah.
Your face has lit up so much. You're like, I'm a detective.
I should be the detective. Oh. Sorry, that was loud. For all you listeners at home.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she was going to fake the whole thing. They literally broke her. She broke her own windows, hid all that stuff that she said was stolen. So that the insurance, and you know, people do this, the insurance company would pay her for all the missing stuff
insurance
to replace it.
Fraud.
But then she would still have all the money. I mean, all the stuff.
Insurance fraud.
Yeah. Why do you keep repeating that?
I knew it.
Really?
I knew it. Oh, man. Feels good. Feels good. Back. What a dirty lady.
Man. How I wish y'all could see Jane right now. He's smiling, scratching his face like, yes, yes. Another day as a detective.
It's because I've been watching so much You on Netflix, right? I just kept on to these things.
That
now.
Has nothing to do with
he
it.
He does so
if
many crimes.
If you haven't watched You... It's
Watch
a good TV
it.
Show.
Welcome to Netflix recommendations.
Yeah.
Theme song.
Yeah.
You
is
you.
Freaky.
I'd
but
say
good.
It's like I was hooked off to the. I was hooked within the first like 2 minutes of the
that's
show.
What, yeah, that's what was good.
And
because
like,
it just starts initially with him going.
And you think you know where it's about to go, and then squizzazzle. It's not going there.
Yeah, for sure. So. Isn't that just amazing?
That's awesome.
So he literally, and what I love the most about it is he doesn't go. Like, ma'am, I can hear you. Like, you're arrested. He just sits there and takes notes.
Yeah.
And just lets her do her whole phone call.
Oh, my gosh.
And 10 pages of notes? How much was she talking? And she's just going off about how blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm about to get so much money from this. And then he just says something to her. He doesn't even say, you're arrested. He says something in French. And then she just goes. Oh.
He says it in French?
That's why I said that
word. That's way better.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, he said, merci beaucoup.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't catch on to that part.
Yeah. So
that's so funny because then she's like, oh, that's like, imagine going to jail and reading this story and you're like, I really picked the wrong guy. He knew 7 languages.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And so stupid. I don't care. Like if I was in a different country and I did a crime, I would not confess to it in English for any reason.
Yeah, yeah. You know I would like wait till everyone's done, you know? Everyone's like gone, and then I go celebrate to my parents like, hey, I'm rich and I have all my jewelry still.
Yeah, why do you have to just so badly like... I mean, the police are looking at me right now.
I just made so much money.
Yeah. So anyways, that guy is so cool. That's just like such a movie scene, you know? And then he goes like, he just speaks in French.
Yeah, that's like whenever like you're at the nail salon and they start trash talking you in like, I don't know, some language.
Yeah.
And then you say something back to them in the same language. Not that I go to the nail salon. I'm just saying like in a movie.
Okay, somebody kept saying like, no... Somebody's like a huge voucher that men should get pedicures and manicures because it's like good for your fingers. Not like get them painted, but just get them. Like
yeah, clean.
I forgot what they call this, but like the little dead skin that's right there.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, I understand that it probably would feel nice to like have super clean fingers and stuff, but like I just can't. For one, I don't. You know me. I don't really care that much about like image. Like if someone's looking at me,
sure.
Boy, I don't really care. But the thing I don't like is like someone touching my feet. Like stop. Don't scratch. I don't hate that.
And apparently the back of your thighs.
What?
Because whenever we were doing...
So I would kick them in the throat.
Yeah, me and Luke did this little electro workout thing where they like attach the pads to you.
Yeah.
And like it shocks you while you lift. And it's like, it's, I don't know. It felt really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were doing like this leg workout. Mm-hmm. And they attached the pads to like the back of Luke's thigh.
Oh.
And then they're sticky. They're like adhesive pads. And the guy started taking them off. And he was like, just rip it off. Just rip it off.
No. Okay. I thought you were saying that at nail salons they touch your upper back thighs.
No,
and I was picturing like a lady just like cleaning your toes rubbing. And she reaches her hand and squeezes your thigh. You're like,
man.
No, yeah, okay, there's a few sensitive spots on my body. If you touch my lower back, I'm gonna like fidget and hit you. If you touch my back, like what's that, what do you call that, just like the back of your thigh,
yeah,
I will be so mad. And so he was putting those dang sticky things high up on my thigh and then ripping them slowly off. And so I told, like, I said that,
so,
and then finally
funny.
I was like, just let me rip it off.
Because it was escalated. It was like, oh, just rip it, rip it.
Yeah. Oh, and then you were over there and you just ripped it off casually. And I was like, wow, you're so much better.
Yeah. What can I say?
Oh, I hate that. Yeah, there's been awkward instances. I won't name, but just like where those particular spots, and I've like, hit people on accident.
Smacked them in the face.
Yeah. So, okay, let's go on to our comments segment. The next segment of the podcast is where I find four funny comments, four good comments. These aren't that funny. But from the articles about the story, and Jaden gets to decide which one he thinks is best.
Yay.
So the people on this were not as witty as some of our other people.
Not as witty.
Yeah. So Shiny Red Cobra, I said that wrong. Shiny underscore Red underscore Cobra said,
oh, what a beast.
Quote, it pays to be bilingual. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it can.
Except for he's not bilingual. He's like.
He's like.
Sex lingual. Or is sevlingual.
Oh, not where I thought you were going with that.
Oh, man. Okay, so Phenom2 said, this is so dumb, laugh, but they spelled it out, laugh.
What?
Bet she got a fright when he replied to her in French, LMAO.
What? Wow, gotta love that person.
Yeah. Okay, another thing. I just have moments, right, where I'm not on it, okay? And I didn't know what LMAO meant for a long time.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so I finally just responded to somebody that, like, I felt trusted of, you know? And I was like, okay, you keep saying that. Like, what does that mean? And they were like, oh, it's like laugh my butt off. And I was like, but that's not a B. I literally said that. Oh, man. So
LMBO.
Dumb. Yeah.
You're like, what an idiot.
They're like, oh, man. Okay, so, and then Perochan said, quote, lol, serve her right.
Lol.
You do that every time.
Yeah, lol.
And then finally, our person who didn't get the memo, Vasquez, and get ready for this. This is the longest comment we've ever had. Quote, where I grew up, based on most of the junior high schools, If you were able to speak a foreign language medium to advanced level after you graduated from high school, that was average. If you were able to speak two foreign languages, that was appreciated. And this was 10 years ago. Now, most elementary schools teach English starting from the second year, and learning an extra one is just average when you graduate from high school. Which is scary because I feel left out and too late to learn more now. I can speak three languages, including my mother's language, and tried to learn two more, which didn't go that well. I am struggling even with this. If I can't get one more language to listen, if I can't get one more language to expert level before it's too late, I'll be content. Just waiting for the Matrix to install language packs automatically.
This man had a full-on therapy session.
Is that like...
in the comment section.
What the rank does that have to do with this
story?
He just
invented. Like, yeah. Oh my God. I know. That's so funny.
Oh,
that's by far my favorite.
Okay, same.
Like, it started when I was a boy.
Yeah, I know.
That's so funny.
That's so random. Why do people think, like, people really care on the comments sections? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. And it's just so weird that some of the people, like, take time. I'd never take time to, like, comment.
Yeah.
I don't even take time to, like, comment on most things.
Yeah. Know?
That's crazy.
I know.
That's so funny. Really crazy. I'm going to do a full-on, like, emotion expressing. Like,
yeah, and, like, nobody replied to it. I was like, oh
poor guy.
So, it's funny because nobody read that long. It's so long. Okay, next segment, crazy comparisons. The next segment is where I find one other crazy story from the same state, or if it's international, the same country, and Jaden gets to decide which person he'd rather be. Say it with me. The least of two evils. I should have slowed it down. Sorry.
Sorry. I was leaning back for a second, and I was like, he's about to say the least of three evils.
It still gets you,
like,
yeah.
It's changed now, and then you just said it by then.
Yeah. Sorry.
Anyways.
Just kidding. Okay, so number one, obviously, is this week's. Quote, woman accidentally confesses to crime. Yeah.
Yeah.
And second one, beckoning potato chips lead to arrests for break and enter. So, Sanit police arrested two young women Tuesday morning after a drunken bout of the munchies appeared to a homeowner as a frightening break and enter. So I'm not going to read this whole article, but pretty much this girl's sitting in her house and her chihuahua starts barking, as they do so much. as I can't on a chihuahua.
Stupid chihuahuas.
I just can't. And because, like, my dogs, right? If they're barking, I know it's for real. Like, it's
somebody, some good guard dogs.
Yeah, but chihuahuas just bark at everything. Like,
I feel like it's all
drops.
Small dogs. All small dogs think they're really big.
Yeah, true.
My dogs do that too.
Yeah.
Well...
So
not so much anymore.
Somebody said something that was funny. That this isn't perfectly accurate, but it's kind of a funny stereotype. The larger the house gets, the smaller the dogs get.
Yes.
You know?
Whoa. That's true.
Yeah, like really rich people with huge houses have these tiny little dogs. And then, like,
wow.
They were saying people in, like, trailer parks will have these huge, like, Great Danes. Like, what?
Really?
You know? Oh, it's so funny. That was on the podcast, of course. not our podcast. Oh, not our podcast. Other one I listened to, but a funny story. I kept referring to somebody as, like, my podcast, and I forgot, like, we have one, but, like, I was, when I say my podcast, I'm talking about, like, the podcast I listen to.
Yeah, because we listen to different podcasts.
Yeah,
for the sort of.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Right, but I was talking to, like, my uncle or something, saying, like, oh my gosh, I'm just laughing so hard listening to my podcast while I'm driving around all the time. It makes, like, driving really fun. And finally, he was like, You listen to all your podcasts and you, like, think they're that funny? And I was like, no, not my own. That's so weird.
No, I've definitely done that too.
Yeah, that'd be so weird if, like, I just listen to my own all the time. Which, like, obviously,
then, like, you started muting, like, me, and then you'd start replying with what you wanted me to reply with.
Oh my gosh, that's like a psychopath
talking to yourself in the car, just like, ha ha, Luke, that was a good one.
Oh my god. Oh, okay. So pretty much these girls were, like, going around in the place in Canada and got really hungry, and they the woman's garage door was open and they saw potato chips.
Oh,
so
gosh.
They, like, went in there and was clanking things around and started eating the chips at 3:15 a.m.
Oh, dummies.
Yeah, so they obviously were arrested for that. Okay, so either you would be getting arrested for the woman who called her dad and confessed over the phone, or the two women kind of break into someone's house because they're really intoxicated and wanting food.
Hey, I mean, I'll just put it all out on the table there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get as mad at someone for wanting potato chips as opposed to getting mad at
like
someone
a plot. Yeah.
For having insurance fraud.
Yeah, for sure.
But easily the potato chips. I mean, come on. Like, someone's like, oh, you got arrested? You know, you're at, like, a high-end job.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got arrested? And you're like, bro, I was just trying to get some potato chips. And they're like,
yeah,
oh, okay. No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's my stance on
it. No, I agree with you. Okay, so now to our next segment, For How Much? In this segment of the podcast, Jaden gets to decide for how much money he'd undergo the stories we just talked about and tell us why he believes that amount would make it worth it. So, what are you thinking? Number one, what happened to the girl?
The insurance fraud?
Mm-hmm.
How much would that cost me?
How much would I have to put on this table right now for you to go do that? A million?
Yeah.
Really? Dang.
Because you need money to cover the expenses of the broken house, right? And then the rest kind of goes into your pride being rebuilt because you're probably not respected anymore, right? So yeah. Then you probably also, that goes on your record, you probably can't get another job at like a good place. You need the money to go into in interest, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Trying to act like I know what I'm talking about.
Put it in a hedge fund. Okay, so that makes me think about like my brother and my dad are both really into like investing in stocks and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we'll all be having a good family time and then I'll start talking about it. I'm just like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. Okay, so now what about getting arrested for breaking into someone's house to get potato chips?
How bad was the arrestment?
I don't know. They probably didn't go to jail. Well, yeah. No, well, breaking and entering though.
Honestly, dish me.
And by jail, they definitely went to jail, but I mean, I don't know. Like, they probably got out
like couple,
paying something.
Like one night, two nights,
three
nights.
I don't know.
Honestly, just dish me like 25K.
Okay, cool.
Maybe even 20K.
Yeah.
I'll go down to 10K if you keep on begging
me.
Oh, my
God. Fine, I'll do it for free. Cool. Okay, now one of my favorite segments, agree, disagree, or agree to disagree. In this segment of the podcast, I will find and ask one of the toughest controversial questions. I will then explain my opinion on the matter, and Jaden will say if he agrees, disagrees, or agrees to disagree. Now, the agree to disagree, like I like to clarify, means that you see where I'm coming from but disagree. But just disagree means that I'm just completely wrong. And I know every time I say the toughest controversial question, everybody's expecting like I'm going to bring up something like political or something. But then it's always something stupid like, which this week's topic is reclining on airplanes. Okay, so should you or should you not? Now here is my opinion, and it is strong as always. Tons of people recline their seats when they're on airplanes, and they have that function there for a reason in coach. Uh-huh. Now, I hate it. I think if you're first class, if you're business class, you have all that space, you can do whatever you want. And if there's nobody behind you, obviously recline. But the amount of times, like when I was on a flight, when I was on the flight, I think it was to China, and I was watching a movie on those screens, and the person reclined, and the dang TV is like 3 inches from my face.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to recline because I don't want the person behind me to have the same thing. And so then I just end up getting cross-eyed from watching TV super close to my face, and I can't put my head down on the tray table because the tray table is too close to me. But that person doesn't care because they think, oh, this is all about me. It's like, come on. Come on. And then I used to think maybe nobody really does that, like except for that one guy. And then I start taking note, and when they go, put your seats up, everybody's going, and I'm like, that's so dumb. You're so inconsiderate to the person behind you because some of us are trying to be considerate and aren't putting our seats back because we care more about the person behind us than just us being comfortable.
Listen, listen, Bigums.
Agree, disagree, or agree to disagree, then explain.
Agree to disagree, and I'll tell you why. I can understand where you're coming from. Yes, it's annoying. It's happened to me plenty of times. But then you recline, right? And you're probably like, oh, there's someone, consider the person behind you. The person behind you can recline too. It's no big deal.
It
everyone
is a big
can
deal.
Recline, and then everyone's equally relaxed.
Because somebody, like the flight we was on Southwest, you can't recline because you're
against
the wall.
That's if you're in the back row. And I mean, back row people, like, come on.
But somebody's going to have to suffer. and they're already next to the bathroom smelling the poopy.
That's natural selection, okay? I don't control that.
Oh, man. I think everybody should keep their seats up and we deal with it, okay?
Yeah, but if everyone was reclined, everyone will be more comfortable.
No, I don't think so. Yeah,
and it's equally as spaced.
Good point, for sure. I don't know.
They should just automatically have the plane seats reclined for everybody.
No, but the whole thing is you can't, everybody doesn't want to be reclined. Like, what if you're writing or typing or something?
Okay, get this. Every airplane seat starts reclined and you can choose to bring it up. So then it's a matter of, is my person going to bring it up or not?
But now you're typing on the dang computer and your head's against the seat because they're reclined, but you're not because you're typing.
Hey, well.
So now you're dang eating their hair. I hate that.
That's just out of my control at that point.
I also hate when people fidget on planes a lot. Don't be in your seat fidgeting, shaking my TV or my tray table. Ugh. Or babies crying.
I never had a person fidget, but really? Yes, babies crying. That's very annoying.
But I feel more bad for the person, the mom, because, like, you know, everyone hates them, but, like, it's not their fault.
Yeah, but just put it in your, like, check bag or something.
Just check it. Oh, man, that's funny. Okay, so the hilarious wait. All right, it's time. You know it. You love it. The hilarious headlines, wacky fact of the week. Each week during this segment of our podcast, we take a look at some of the world's wackiest true facts and force you to leave our podcast thinking. And we have like a little additional part of the wacky facts this week.
Oh, yeah.
So the two regular facts are, quote, an adult's blood vessels could circle the equator 4 times if they were laid end to end.
One adult?
Yeah.
Like they circle the entire world?
Yeah.
If they, you're kidding.
Mm-mm.
That you were to take every like, is that like veins and stuff?
No, it's like vessels.
Vessels. So if you were to take every vessel out of a human and you could lay it flat across.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, if I wanted to, I could get something that has the circumference of the world, like a noodle, and I could stuff it in my body.
That's not the same at all.
What do you mean?
At all.
What? What do you
at
mean?
At all. At all.
What do you mean?
At all.
That's literally what you said.
No, I didn't say you could stuff a noodle down your throat.
But it's the same distance.
I'm saying all of the blood vessels, like all the blood vessels, you know what a blood vessel is?
The tubes.
No, that's what the blood vessels go through.
Oh, you're talking about blood molecules.
Vessels. If you laid those out next to each other, they would go around the earth.
So cool. You're saying if I were to get...
4 times.
You were to say, so what you're trying to say is if you were to get, you could get a bucket of water and I could lay droplets of water around the earth.
I think maybe that's more realistic.
And
I don't
could
know.
Take all the water that surrounded the earth and stuff it into my body.
Okay. I'm not saying the space inside your stomach has it. I don't know.
I know, throughout my whole body. So if
if you took out all your blood vessels and replaced it with the same sized molecules of water, then yes, you would be a big blob of water. Yes.
I don't buy it.
Well, okay. The next one you won't buy either. Elephants can hear with their feet. Is that weird?
No, I don't buy it.
It is. I'm serious. Oh, man. So I decided to add an extension to our wacky facts called the wacky question of the week. And this will really make you leave the podcast thinking.
So now we're like really getting philosophical.
Yeah. Does everyone see the same colors? How would we know if we did? Like if I saw green and you saw red, then I would always just know that that color is what I call green and you would say it's green, but you would actually be seeing something different.
No, I think about
There's
this
no
all
way
the time.
To prove it.
This is probably like the first deep thing I thought about as a youngin. Right?
Yeah.
There is no way to know. I think it's generally the same because we're all composed of relatively the same thing. But there's no way of knowing, and you never can know.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if people's eye colors correlated to how they saw colors? So everyone with brown eyes saw the same red.
Maybe.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Cool. All right. Join the Remind, please. Text at HHPod to 81010, and you'll be the first to know about any important hilarious headlines information. And if you have any questions, advice, anything, do it through that. And thank you so much to everyone who has reviewed, and just any support is incredible, especially the people who bought merch. That's amazing.
Yes.
Please rate and review if you haven't. Seriously, scroll past the episodes right now as you're going to click on the next episode or going to click on a different podcast or going to turn it off. It's right there. It's right there. Boom.
Boom.
Your thumb. Just go. Do,
30
stars,
seconds.
Just say yo and boom, you're done. That's it. Be seriously so appreciated. All right, our review of the week. Each week we want to give a thank you to someone who is especially kind to the show by reading one of the nicest, most impactful reviews left that week. And we want to do this because y'all are seriously so awesome and say some of the coolest and nicest things to us. And we want to make sure you know that like we see it and read it and appreciate it. So our review of the week is by Future Pet.
Future Pet.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. The subject line was superb. And they wrote, quote, "This is one of the few podcasts I successfully keep up with. As the episodes come out, it's funny and engaging, and I genuinely look forward to listening to the new episodes every Thursday."
Oh,
so incredible.
Warms my heart.
Warms my...
I'm sweating because my heart is
my
so warm.
Dark soul. Yes, thank you, Future Pet. I don't know what that means. Okay, follow at Hilarious Headlines Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Follow at Luke Beasley Music and Jane Williams with two S's on Instagram. And then we're open to feedback. I always want y'all to know that. Special thanks, Megan Agordi, website design, and Shay Sullivan, social media. The research for this episode came primarily from CNews. The current event segment came from onthisdata.com. The comments came from neowin.com. The crazy comparisons second article came from BuzzFeed. And the wacky facts of the week came from Best Life.
Nice. Boom.
Anything else?
We're a huge corporation.
Corporation.
That's just what I get from all the citations. Makes me feel like we have a big credit scene.
Yeah. Well, I just like lately podcasts have been getting like a lot of, I don't know if it's suing, but like a lot of people making, yeah, I guess suing for not,
yeah,
for using things that they didn't like properly recognize. So I feel like if someone's listening and they're like, I didn't hear him say which that one that's from, they like start getting angry before they hear the end. That's annoying.
Yeah, and then we can be like, wait, but you didn't listen all the way through.
Yeah.
And boom.
Boom.
We endorse.
Endorse?
That's the wrong word. Endorse. I've just been hearing it a lot because like this.
The politics.
We endorse proper credit where credit is due.
Endorse is just not the right word.
We promote credit where credit is due.
I don't know if that's it either. I can't do that again. Okay. I think that's it. Anything else you want to talk about? Is your life good?
Yeah, life's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? What about
I'm sick today.
Oh yeah, you got the Rona.
The Rona. No, I didn't. That would be crazy.
Someone at our school hypothetically did.
Okay. I read that email. That was
chill. I think we're good.
Yeah. They just got symptoms after going on a trip. I got symptoms after going on a trip.
Hey, but they encountered people who ended up getting it.
Well, that's interesting.
Anywho.
That coronavirus is very scary. So wash your hands. PSA from Hilarious.
Yeah, there's a ton of signs in like your bathroom now, like sing happy birthday, like while you're washing your hands.
Happy birthday. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really, I don't know.
Yeah, you remember at the Blue Man Group show, like the teleprompter thing was going across, and it was like, "Speak, happy birthday," and everyone's like, "Happy birthday to you." Happy birthday. Remember that?
Yeah, Blue Man Group's so funny.
Oh, that was so good. If you haven't seen Blue Man Group, go see it.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's good.
Is
stuff.
That just at Disney World? No, it's all over.
No, that's they go all over.
Yeah, that's cool. That was really funny.
Yeah. Boom.
Mm-hmm. Not
number
as funny,
15.
Not as funny as this.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, cool. That is the show. My name is Luke Beasley.
And I'm Jane Williams.
And you just listened to episode 15 of Hilarious Headlines. See you next week.